I got to meet a couple of women. I was also lucky enough to go attend a racism conference, and I met Angela Davis. She was an activist back in the early years, a black woman and from the Southern California. And if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be Indian today. As when I went to this racism conference, it was held at Sabathity Center in Minneapolis, and she was up there and she was saying that we're going to go through this exercise, but she wanted all of the people of color to go upstairs to the library and all the others, or white people, to stay down in the auditorium. It was more comfortable. And that's how she said it. So I struggled with that. I thought, oh my gosh, I can't stay here because I know I'm not white. And I sure ain't going up there because I'm not one of them. And so I thought, I'll just go to the bathroom and I'll just wait till it's over. So that's what I did. And I was in there just hiding in the bathroom in a stall, and one of the women that came with me, or came, there was a group of us that went down there, came after me, and she was Asian. And she says, oh, there you are. She said, I was wondering where you were. She says, I just thought you had to be up there, but I couldn't find you, and now here you, I better check the bathroom. And I said, yeah, I don't feel that good. And she says, well, you have to come up. They're waiting for you. I said, they're not waiting just for me. They don't even know I'm here. And she says, well, I told them that you weren't here. And so, all right. So I went up there, and we were crammed into this library. And we were all standing around the room, and a majority of them were black, and a few others were Hispanic, and there was some Asians there, and some Natives. And she had us go around the room and tell everybody our names and what our ethnic background was. I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't want nobody to find out. And so I thought, well, I don't think they'll get around to us because there were so many in the room. But we did. Everybody said who they were, what their ethnic background was. Anyway, when it came down to me, I just said my name and then just kind of had my hand over my mouth, and so nobody heard. And because I really didn't say what I was. And they completed going around the room, and then she mentioned a little bit about herself, and then she says, I have to go back to this gal over here. And she pointed at me. She says, because I did not get who you were, what your ethnic background was, she said. Did anybody else hear her? And I, oh my God, I just feel so embarrassed. I just wanted to shrink. So I said my name, and I had a hard time saying what I was. And I started to cry, and so I just said I was American Indian. And she said, what are you? I still didn't hear you. So I had to say it louder, and I had a difficult time saying it. And I was so surprised that all these other Native people came up to me, and they were all hugging me, and Angela came and hugged me. And she said, it's okay to be who you are. You know, you don't have to be ashamed anymore. And to my surprise, all these other Native people, they were guys and women, had said they all felt like I did at one time. And that it's okay for me to say who I am, because otherwise I won't know who I am if I pretend I'm somebody else. To me, that was my start of being Native American. And plus, the first time I think I even hugged another Native American, because I didn't want to do that either, because I just didn't want anybody to know who I was. You know, I was French, or I was a dark German, or, you know, I was something else, but not Native American. Because I was so worried if they found out what we were, then our family would have to leave, because there wasn't any Indians living where we lived.